best example of collaboration is the story of putting the man on the moon. Because NASA didn't do it alone, it did it with all its other organizations. And of course, there's the very famous story of the cleaner. You may well have heard this, which when the president was going around asking, what are you doing? Which was obvious, sweeping the floor. His answer was helping to put a man on the moon, because the mission was putting a man on the moon. And so when it comes to looking at various things, what is it all coming down to? And when we did Skynet 5, it was simply, you know, making sure that everyone understood what the mission was, which was quite simple. It wasn't about just building a satellite. It wasn't just about putting this telephone. It was reduced to a simple number of words. And anything that people do that doesn't meet those words, why are we doing it? Mm. So, for instance, why are you doing this? How is this helping us put a man on the moon? Well, it isn't. Well, in that case, why are we wasting our time doing it? Mm. You know, it's a big lesson for everyone. Mm.
So everyone in a particular project should be able to articulate what it's about.
Yeah. You know, if you looked at Hinckley, what would be the mission there? Building the best productive nuclear generating site. Whereas lots of people are looking at, well, you know, our job's to put the groundwork in. You know, we do that. So it's not looking that the groundwork is actually the most important part, because if you get the foundations wrong, the rest of the building goes wrong. As humans have a win-lose mentality, we're hardwired against loss. Loss aversion is something that we will do anything to avoid, which means that we like to win. Now, when you get organisations together, historically, and you get confrontation, someone loses. In partnering, you have to try and create a win-win environment so no one loses, which means that instead of actually rubbing someone's nose in the problem they've created or got, you help them to solve it through a win-win thinking point of view. In other words, if I help him to solve his problem, that actually means that it's helping me to solve my problem, because we're staying on track to time. Because once you start losing time in a contract, you're up against it, because time costs money.
So we've been talking about collaboration, and I can really see how, you know, organisations that are really serious about this or recognise that they have a challenge or a problem, you know, want to do something about it. The recommendation for them, that there is hope, you know, firstly, you can do something about it, you know, and I think a lot of people might, you know, depending on what level they are in an organisation, might just conclude, well, to be honest, you know, there's nothing I can do about it, I'll just do my day job and it's someone else's problem. But somewhere in an organisation, that problem will land and they need to do something about it. And whether it's to sort of, firstly, just to press stop, come out of their day job, sit down with their people. You talk about this vertical slice or thoughts group. So they might turn up to a typical day that you would, because I think your company runs these sort of days. What would they expect to happen day when they sort of thought, let's just try and sort this out?
Well, I have a great belief that learning should be fun. So from my experience, most people like doing things. They see it as a challenge. The way that I try to set up activities is that they may, as a byproduct, compete against themselves, but really they should be jointly collaborating to compete against me. But people don't see it that way. But by coming together, they experience learning, for which, through the activities they review. The key thing is that they apply that to their workplace. So through breaking down a small group of, say, 12 people, that comes two people from each organisation, so there's six organisations, we get them to discuss what are the real issues that are preventing partnering and collaboration, and perhaps they've learned through the day. What have they picked up? Very simple thing, the importance of some very clear goals. You know, that might sound surprising, but as good as project management might be in a computer, that doesn't come alive for people until they're actually involved. So it's having the discussions around the key things that relate to the work that they are doing or have to do and what can they take back to their place of work to change, to make it better and more effective, and cut out probably the confrontation, the arguments, and the money this may cost. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a day, what's a day of time? It sounds a lot, but it could save you many, many more days. You know, an average confrontation takes anywhere between a week to 3 weeks to solve in many businesses. Because a week can be just 5 days, and that's between you, me, and someone else. But if it escalates, it goes up to the next level, it's their time. And meanwhile, you know, the old joke about the construction industry is people standing around leaning on spades. That's very often what they are doing, because they're waiting for something to be solved from above. You know, we've got the hole 6 inches wrong.
So a day like that, you know, which is very much focused on, it's not on behavioural change, isn't it?
You might not
be able to solve, you know, the big issues on the project, but if you can get 12 more individuals thinking in a collaborative, having a collaborative mindset, or that change their beliefs in some way, then you've started a bit of an infection already, haven't you, in an organisation for the better?
I hate to put it this way, but there were 12 disciples. And similarly, 12 disciples could be exactly what's needed to change the beliefs about a project, put it back on course, get a new one working on course. So I think, you know, it is time, it has a small cost, but in relation to the overall cost, it's quite minuscule and can often lead to huge, great savings in cost elsewhere. And I don't think people have yet a collaborative mindset. Because you say it's behavioural, it's 100% behavioural, but actually humans don't necessarily naturally collaborate against each other. Put them in an organisation where they take on the organisational's beliefs, its culture, they become defensive and get confident.
I've seen examples of that, of groups who've been working together fantastically all week, you know, and then you create a scenario which is a win-lose kind of arrangement, and how very quickly a very good group can disintegrate into something really quite nasty. You know?
Well, the best example is Zimbabwe. Zimbardo. Now, have you heard of the Stanford Prison Experiment?
Oh, I think I have.
This is where he did a recruitment exercise to make some people prisoners and some people prison officers. And it's amazing how quickly these people who became the prison officers totally changed their behaviours and became nasty. And it became an exercise or a research that had to be stopped before people actually got psychologically hurt. So that is how quickly. And it's quite interesting that the Mars organisation, their view is that within 6 months, a new employee is totally acculturated into the culture of the Mars organisation. And many organisations are the same. You join an organisation, you like it, you stay there for life. If you don't like it, you think, oh, it's weird how people behave around here, and you move on. But acculturation is terribly quick. And so in collaborative terms, if things start to go wrong, do people revert to old behaviours of saying this doesn't work? Or do they have the courage to say, we're really going to work hard to make this work because it's in our best interest. So, you know, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And that's really the case with collaboration. It's not easy, but the gains are huge.
Very well, thank you very much, Howard, for sort of sharing your thoughts on collaboration. And I think this is the start of a series, I think, of conversations that we'll have, and we'll probably invite other people and perhaps run some over lunchtime, because I think actually sort of grappling through these issues is something that is so worth doing.
Thanks for the opportunity, John.